Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I rented the cabin because I wanted silence. After the breakup, silence felt like the only thing that might fix me. No friends checking in, no city noise, and no reminders of him packed into every corner of my apartment. All I had was snow, trees, and a week to myself to clear my mind. The listing warned about limited cell service and heavy winter conditions, but I welcomed that. I told myself I would leave early if the weather turned awful. The snow turned bad faster than expected. By the second night, the road I had driven in on was completely buried. The world outside the cabin appeared sealed shut when I woke up the next morning.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Thick snow piled against the porch steps, and the trees bowed under its weight. My phone showed no signal. The radio crackled, but offered nothing useful. I felt a flicker of unease, but I told myself this was what I came for. Suddenly, I noticed a snowman. It stood near the tree line, far enough back that I almost missed it. It was tall and uneven, built crudely, with no face and no decorations. What bothered me was the location. People would not drag snow that far from the cabin to build one, especially with an unclear path leading to it. I checked the ground around it. There were no footprints, no tracks, nothing disturbed the snow at all. I laughed it off, convincing myself it had been there before I arrived and that the snowfall had simply covered the tracks. Still, I kept glancing toward it while I made breakfast. Something about it felt intentional, like it had been placed there to be seen. That night, just after midnight, I heard tapping. It was soft at first, almost polite. Tap, tap, tap. I sat up in bed, heart racing, staring at the dark window. Snow brushed against the glass as the wind picked up, and I told myself that was all it was. Branches, ice. My imagination was spiraling because I was alone. The tapping stopped. I barely slept. The next morning, the snowman was closer. Now it stood halfway between the trees and the cabin. The distance it had moved was impossible to ignore. I put on my boots and stepped outside, my breath fogging the air as I circled it from a distance. The snow around it was still pristine. No signs of movement, no trail, just smooth white ground leading up to its base. I felt stupid for being scared of something so harmless. That night, the tapping came again. This time it was louder, more deliberate. It moved from one window to another, slow and methodical, like someone walking around the cabin. I stayed frozen under my blankets, barely breathing, until it stopped. I did not check outside. On the third day, the snowman stood just beyond the porch. I could see it clearly through the front window. Its shape looked more defined now, tighter packed. I noticed something dark near its center, like shadows trapped beneath the surface. I tried calling for help again, but my phone remained useless. The radio only hissed back at me. Anger finally outweighed fear. I grabbed the shovel from the porch and marched toward the snowman, my boots crunching loudly against the snow. I raised the shovel and brought it down hard, splitting the top section apart. Snow collapsed in chunks, and something tumbled free onto the ground. A scarf. It was stiff with ice, patterned with faded red stripes. I recognized the texture immediately, because I owned one just like it. Beneath it, a glove fell loose, fingers curled as if they had frozen that way. As I struck again, strands of dark hair slid out, clumped together and tangled. I dropped the shovel and backed away, nausea rising in my throat. These were not decorations. They were belongings. I ran back into the cabin and locked the door, shaking so badly I could barely hold my phone. That night, I pushed furniture against the bedroom door and kept the lights on. I told myself morning would come and I would leave no matter what the road looked like. At exactly 12:16 a.m., the tapping started. It was right outside my bedroom window. I turned my head slowly, every muscle screaming at me to not look. The curtain shifted slightly, as if brushed by something heavy. The tapping continued, slower now, each knock deliberate. When I forced myself to look, I saw it. A second snowman stood inches from the glass. This one was smaller, compacted tightly, its surface smoother. Pressed into its chest was a frozen clump of hair, positioned like it was meant to be seen. I screamed and collapsed against the wall, sobbing until my throat burned. The tapping did not stop until dawn. When the sky finally lightened, I left. I forced my car through the snow until the tires caught the road beneath. I did not stop driving until I reached town and collapsed into the first cafe I saw. 3 days later, I looked it up. A woman had gone missing near the cabin the previous winter. She was last seen driving up alone after a breakup. Search teams never found her body. They never found her clothes either. I still think about that second snowman. Could it be a sign from her murderer that he had been observing me all along? I had been clean for 2 weeks. That might not sound like much to most people, but to me, it felt like walking around with exposed nerves. Every sound was too loud, every thought too sharp. My therapist kept telling me that the best way to handle withdrawals is to distract my mind until they pass.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
She told me to go for a walk or do some activity whenever the urge became too strong. That night, staying inside my apartment felt worse than the cold outside. I layered up in a hoodie, gloves, and snow boots, then stepped out onto the street. The neighborhood was dead quiet, the kind of silence you only get late at night when snow starts swallowing sound. The air burned my lungs in a way that was almost comforting. After a few minutes, my hands stopped shaking, and my thoughts began to slow. For the first time all day, I felt like I could breathe again. About 5 minutes into the walk, a light snowfall began. Large flakes drifted down lazily, sticking to the pavement and my sleeves. I considered turning back, but I kept going. I told myself I was not scared of snow. I kept repeating in my head that nothing will scare me now. 10 minutes into the walk, I stopped under a streetlight to light a cigarette. I had flicked the lighter, bringing it close to my cigarette, seconds away from lighting it, when the sounds of someone's manic laughter made me jump. It was distant at first, echoing faintly through the empty street. It was not loud, just enough to make me pause. I looked around, expecting to see someone nearby, maybe a couple walking or a drunk person heading home. There was no one. The laughter came again, uneven and breathy, like it was being forced out between shallow breaths. I told myself it was my nerves acting up. I ignored it and started walking again, a little faster now, when I noticed movement beneath a streetlight on my left. Something shifted against the white ground. From a distance, it almost looked playful. I squinted, trying to make sense of it. I pulled out my phone and zoomed in. There was a man. He was bald, bareheaded, and wearing nothing but thin pajamas. He was lying flat on the frozen ground, sweeping his arms and legs back and forth, carving snow angels into the ice. His laughter matched the sound I had been hearing. It came in sharp bursts, followed by wheezing breaths. What stood out to me the most was that he was not shivering. His skin was red from the cold, but he looked comfortable. Every instinct in my body told me to leave. I did not want him to know I had seen him, so I tried to walk past quietly. Keeping my eyes forward while watching him from my peripheral vision, I placed each step carefully. On my fifth step, the snow crunched loudly beneath my boot, and the laughter stopped immediately. The man went completely still, his arms spread wide as he stared up at the sky. I froze where I stood. 10 seconds passed, maybe more. My heart pounded so hard that I was sure he could hear it. We both remained statues for seconds. Then he began moving again and laughing again, continuing to make another snow angel. I let out a shaky breath and started walking. I had only gone a few steps when the street became unnaturally quiet. The sound of his laughter was gone again. I looked back, and the man was sitting up now, his legs crossed, staring directly at me. His eyes were wide and unblinking, and his smile was stretched too far across his face.
"You think I didn't see you before?"
he asked calmly. We maintained eye contact for a while, and then I began running. I did not look back. I did not scream. I ran until I couldn't run anymore. Behind me, I heard his bare feet slapping against the snow. His laughter followed me, louder now and filled with excitement. I ran into the woods and hid behind a thick bush, pressing my body into the snow. I pulled my hood tight and forced myself to stay still. My teeth chattered uncontrollably, and I had to cover my mouth with my glove. He entered the woods shortly after. I heard him walking slowly, dragging his feet on purpose. He talked while he searched, his voice drifting between the trees as if he were relaxed. He told me not to hide. He said he was bored with fake angels. He said he wanted to make a real one now. He spoke calmly, describing exactly what he planned to do once he found me. He explained it the way someone talks about a routine they had done many times before. I stayed there for over an hour. Eventually, his footsteps faded and the woods went silent again. I did not move until my legs were completely numb. When I finally got home, I locked the door behind me and sat on the floor until morning. After that night, I never went outside during snowfall again.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
2 weeks later, my neighbor knocked on my door. She asked if I had heard about the body found in the woods. It belonged to a girl who worked late nights at a bar nearby. Suddenly, that man's face flashed in front of my eyes before my neighbor even finished speaking. She said the police described it as one of the most disturbing scenes they'd ever seen. Someone had carefully carved the skin on the girl's back and spread it outward, hanging her up in a tree, almost like wings. They called it an angel. That was when I realized the man in the snow had not been playing that night. He had been practicing. I was hired to survey the site because no one else wanted it. The land sat several miles outside of town, an undeveloped industrial stretch that never became anything meaningful. It was made up of flat frozen fields, half-collapsed fencing, and concrete paths buried beneath years of neglect and snow. It was the kind of place developers forgot existed. I was 39 years old, a contract surveyor, and I was used to working alone. That day was supposed to be routine. I planned to take my measurements, mark the boundaries, and leave before the weather turned. But before I was done, the snowfall took place. At first, it was the kind of snow you barely register, thin flakes drifting sideways in the wind. Over time, the wind strengthened, and the sky began to disappear. Within an hour, the horizon was gone entirely. The ground and sky blended into the same dull white, and sound stopped carrying. Even my own footsteps felt muted, as if I were walking through thick padding. I checked my GPS, which was still working but struggling. That was when I noticed the footprints. They crossed my path at an angle, shallow but deliberate. They were not hurried and not random. Each step was evenly spaced and pressed just deep enough to suggest weight without urgency. Whoever made them had been moving slowly and carefully, conserving energy. I stood there longer than I should have, staring at them, while the wind erased sound around me. I followed the footsteps for roughly 20 yards. They ended abruptly. Fresh snow had covered them completely, leaving no turnoff, no disturbance, and no indication of where they went. It was as if the person had vanished. My chest tightened, but I told myself that snow and wind could erase tracks quickly. I forced myself to continue working. Visibility continued to drop. Soon, I could only see 10 feet ahead of me, then 5. The whiteout thickened until depth perception felt unreliable, like walking inside a blank wall. I turned back toward my truck earlier than planned, feeling uneasy in a way I couldn't explain. I saw the shape of what looked like a man. I stopped moving immediately. The shape remained still, letting the snow fall through it, which told me it was real. When I shifted my position slightly, the shape adjusted as well, maintaining distance. I realized he was watching me. As the distance closed, details became visible. The man was tall but hunched against the cold. He wore layered animal hides mixed with scraps of industrial insulation, including pink fiberglass and silver-backed foam. Everything was stitched together with wire and twine. The clothing was not theatrical or decorative. It was practical and carefully constructed by someone who understood how deadly exposure could be. His face was uncovered. His skin was pale and damaged, and his lips were split and scarred from severe frostbite. His teeth were always exposed, giving him the appearance of a permanent grin. He wore no mask and carried no visible weapon. That absence frightened me more than anything else. I turned and walked toward my truck. He did not rush or follow directly. Instead, he repositioned himself. Every time I changed direction, I would catch sight of him again, slightly closer than before. He used the snowfall as cover and let me do the moving. At one point, he spoke.
You won't hear anyone out here.
His voice was flat and dry, and it sounded calm, as if he were stating a simple fact rather than making a threat. I did not respond. When I reached my truck, my hand shook so badly that I dropped my keys twice. I climbed inside and slammed the door behind me. I turned the key, but the engine did not start. The dashboard lights flickered briefly and then went dark. I tried again, but nothing happened. I got out and opened the hood. The fuel line had been cut cleanly. It had not been torn or frozen. It had been deliberately severed. I felt a shift in the air behind me. He was closer now, close enough that I could see the stitching in his clothing and the frost clinging to his beard. I could smell him too, which surprised me. The scent was a mix of old fabric, cold metal, and something faintly sweet and rotten beneath it. He dragged something beneath the snow as he moved. I could not see it clearly, but it appeared to be a length of a cable or a hooked tool used for hauling scrap. He still did not rush. He did not need to. That was when I understood what he was doing. He was hunting me. I couldn't wait there for him to get me. I abandoned the truck and walked blindly into the whiteout. My GPS had stopped working, and my sense of direction disappeared within minutes. I knew moving quickly was dangerous, but panic took over. My lungs burned, my legs went numb, and my thoughts scattered. Every time I slowed down, I found him standing just within sight, waiting patiently. As I moved through the fields, I noticed signs. There were snow-covered pits dug low into the ground and shaped to block the wind. There were food wrappers frozen into the earth. I saw discarded boots standing upright in the snow with no feet inside them. There was no blood, no sign of struggle. I don't remember how much distance I covered that night. Eventually, I collapsed near a service road as the snowfall began to thin. A plow driver found me barely conscious, blue-lipped and mumbling incoherently. I woke up in a hospital with frost-nipped fingers and a doctor telling me how lucky I was to be alive. I informed authorities, who later investigated the site. They found nothing unusual. The snow had erased every track, every shelter, and every sign of habitation. They told me the hypothermia could cause confusion and hallucinations. They suggested the footprints might have been mine, and there actually was no man that night.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
He was there. I knew it. I still dream of that exposed grin appearing through falling snow. He was not a hunter chasing prey. He was someone who understood winter well enough to let it finish the job.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it. That would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aw, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.